This week's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Keith Minchie, Manager of Science and Environmental Issues for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The bill is pretty comprehensive and there's quite a bit to it, but in terms of our analysis of the bill and its effect on cotton production, there are several points I'd just like to bring out. As the bill now stands coming out of the House, there will be very little impact on farm production. But in terms of the rest of the cotton marketing scheme, it will, in fact, impact gins and oil crushers.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
I've just gone through and picked out 4 or 5 issues where that will impact these sectors of cotton production. One of those would be registration fees. And this is going to be $500 per facility with a $175,000 cap on total fees for an individual company. This doesn't apply to farms. Another part of the bill is going to require a hazard analysis, which is actually a food safety plan where the business has to identify where areas of contamination or other issues might arise and then propose remedies for those problems. The bill also includes facility inspections, and this will be based on the level of risk. The bill is also going to require that FDA have access to records, which is a very controversial part of this bill. Another aspect of the bill involves traceability. It's going to require FDA to be able to do a total trace back of all foods within 24 hours of a food contaminant incident. There are just a couple of the aspects that we've identified as having serious impact on cotton production in terms of our gins and the crushers.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
John McGuire and I have been in talks with the National Oil Processors Association as well as the National Grain and Feed Association. These groups have more of our interests in terms of the gin and the crushers. So we've been talking to them to get a better feel for their concerns. We plan on continuing to work with them to see what improvements we can make in the Senate.